Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 135. Psalm 91. Tired of life. Tired of life. Such is one of the prominent headings in a recent morning paper, under which the suicidal maniac is discussed. It is a sad comment on modern life, that so many people seem so anxious to get rid of it. It is an unhealthy and unnatural state, for love of life is the natural condition of all who have life. How differently the Bible speaks of life. Read the promise of God to the one who sets his love upon him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Your life is represented as something most desirable, and the greatest promise God can make men is that he will bestow life without end. Read some of the statements of the inducement which God holds out to men. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Life is the one thing to be desired. How is it then that so many grow tired of it? The Bible furnishes the answer. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The sinner is represented as carrying about with him a hateful body of death. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. Those who commit suicide because, as they say, they are tired of life, do not really know what life is. They are tired of death, and wish to end consciousness of it. With God is the fountain of life. He is life. Only he who loves God loves life, but in his presence there is fullness of joy. Therefore he who loves the Lord finds life a joy, and not a burden. The joy of the Lord is his strength. No Christian ever becomes weary of life. Even though he may suffer tribulation and persecution, that only brings Christ the closer, and in the midst of affliction he rejoices for the very joy of living. O taste and see that the Lord is good, and you will find, not a burden but a blessing, even life forevermore.